Development of TRL5 firmware for tuning, biasing, and readout of kilopixel TS bolometer arrays, by Graham Smesher et al. The next generation of space-based mmWave telescopes, such as JAXA's Light Bird mission, require focal planes with thousands of detectors in order to achieve their science goals. Digital frequency domain multiplexing, DFMUX, techniques allow detector counts to scale without a linear growth in wire harnessing, sub-Kelvin refrigerator loads, and other scaling problems. In this paper, we describe the digital signal processing, DSP, firmware executed in the design's FPGA. This firmware is responsible for synthesizing bias tones, performing dynamic feedback control of the bolometer voltage bias and/or superconducting quantum interference device, SQUID, nuller currents, demodulating and decimating bolometer channels into science data, and streaming the results for storage and eventual downlink. We describe how this firmware has been tailored for Light Bird, including the control path, improvements to power and resource efficiency, the addition of radiation mitigation functions, and the integration of new bolometer biasing schemes that may help mitigate mission-specific design challenges. This paper is a companion piece to the description of the electronics platform in which the firmware operates. This was development of TRL5 firmware for tuning, biasing, and readout of kilopixel TS bolometer arrays, by Graham Smesher et al.